episode 222. 222 episodes.
Feels like it.
Feels like it. You look like it.
You smell like it.
Well, yeah, I kind of do. But anyway, today's episode is going to be a good one.
Yes.
We got a very special guest with us today. Very interesting guest, and it partakes of here, the city of Westaco.
Yeah.
Of all the great events that happens down here, man. So, guys, sit back, relax, and let's start the podcast. You ready?
Oh, yes. I have many, many complaints that I need. I would like to express on the show today.
He just threw a curveball. Now he's got him shaking the books over there.
No, sit down. Sit down. You get back here. Living out their dreams. Microphones on blow. Stand, it's the world in your hand. Got the heartbeat of the streets in every land. Voices around the globe. Yeah, we're spinning on your dial. Different stories, same dreams. Touching. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy New Podcast, episode 222. Oh my goodness, we're getting closer to the end of the year, closer to the end of season 5, going on season 6.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, man, it's been a ride, guys.
Next week is Thanksgiving.
Turkey Day. We're going to be off next week, so we got another episode on Thursday.
Yes.
So tonight it's going to be one of our sponsors coming in. Talk about a construction company. Great guys, man.
Yes.
Just tune in for that episode. That'll be kind of our, I guess you could say, kind of our Thanksgiving episode, I guess.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
We'll call it Thanksgiving. Yeah. Why not? But today, we got a special guest with us in the studio today. Today, we have the honor to have this gentleman. A very important gentleman, by the way. We gotta be good boys today.
Yes, we're gonna behave ourselves.
For the most part, we gotta behave ourselves today because it's very important.
Yes.
Very important because this could be real serious.
Plus, we could get escorted from the city of Wisconsin.
We would come. We're not grocers. We'll come back.
Yeah.
But
we always do.
We don't die. We multiply. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have like to welcome Mr. Steven Valdez to the podcast, man. What's going on, buddy?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh,
it's my honor to be here as part of your show. I've heard a lot about you guys, and excited to see where this conversation takes us.
Whatever you've heard, only half of it's true.
Well, I've got a beer, my go-to beer, so I'm good.
Big shout out to the Beefy Boy Bros for hooking up with the beer. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We finished all of it.
But, guys, we are here today to talk to Steven. We want to get to know the guy that handles all these great stuff that happens here in the city of Westaco, as far as like entertainment and local businesses that are opening up in the area.
Sure. Businesses in general in the city of Westaco.
Yeah, man, just to get to know who you are, you know, where you grew up, where you're from, you know, we want to hear the story. I mean, where you started from and how we got here today.
Okay.
So let's hear a little bit up from you, Steven. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay. Well, thank you for that again. So my history goes way back. I moved to Westaco when I was between the age of 4 and 5. So that was back in 1967.
Okay.
So I was sitting with some young kids not too long ago, and we were talking about high school and sports and all, and somehow I revealed that I played high school basketball before the three-point line was invented.
That's
how far back we go. Yeah, but got here in 1967. I was born in, of all places, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh,
I have a brother born in Los Angeles. My parents moved around quite a bit. My oldest brother, Los Angeles, my next brother, San Antonio, my sister and I in Utah, and then my youngest sister here in Westaco. So we moved around, finally settled down here. My grandparents came here in the early 1900s. If you've heard stories about the city of Westaco and how they hired the locals to clear the land, my grandfather was one of those guys who did that as agriculture came in. So roots go deep and way back.
That's awesome.
Finished high school in 1982. Graduated from Westaco High School.
There you go. Big shout out to Westaco High School.
All the way. Sure.
That's right.
Right away, right out of high school, started in the media business. Started at Channel 5.
Became a
photojournalist.
Okay.
Worked my way up through the ranks. Ended up in Tucson for a couple of years. Worked in Phoenix for a couple of years. Then decided I wanted to get on the other side of the camera and try some reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that in a big media market like Phoenix was and is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come back to a mid-market, which is the Valley.
Right.
Became a reporter and worked for about 3 to 4 years there. And then took a job with the school district and started K-West. You've probably heard of
K-West. Yes.
So did that for 25 years and then decided it's time to take another spin at another career and took the job with the EDC. So I've been there 8.5 years going on now.
Wow, nice. That's awesome, man. That congratulations. Congratulations. Full circle, that's almost like a full circle. Yeah. So all the years you've kept, pretty much Westaco has been your home base then.
Pretty much. The 4 years that I lived in Arizona, I was gone. But as soon as I came back, I worked in the media. Came back to work for Channel 4, lived in McAllen. But soon after, got the job in Westaco. So I lived in McAllen for a few years, but would travel into Westaco to work for the ISD here in town.
Oh, okay.
I've always had that connection to Westaco for many, many years.
Now, when it comes to events, the event that comes to mind a lot that we're literally right next to it almost every Thursday is the Alfresco.
Right.
And that was a very big event, which is happening this Thursday.
It's fairly recent, but it's really taken off.
Yes.
I think it goes to show how much something like this has been needed.
It's been growing. We rarely do our podcast anymore on Thursday because we want to be nice enough to give extra parking spaces for the customers that come
in.
We
got to fight tooth and nail just for the one that we can buy.
It's true. The last couple of times I've come to Alfresco, it's been massively packed and so much entertainment, much stuff to do, so much great food.
What's been the feedback that you've gotten on?
Well, it's been great feedback. We get probably an average of between 6,000 and 8,000 people that come here.
Wow.
It used to be very localized. It used to be, in fact, when we took over back in 2016, I think there was some changes with the EDC and so the new staff took over. There were literally only 25 vendors that would participate in the event. It was a handful of people that would come visit. And then we just started to change and adapt to what we think people wanted to be part of. And so right now, we went from in 2016 to 25 vendors. We're at now 140 vendors.
Wow.
So we go all the way from Business 83, which is down here, all the way to 6th Street.
Right.
Food trucks. I think what's driven it is the entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah. And then the quality of life that people just want to get out of their homes, do something that's family friendly, pet friendly, that's affordable.
Right.
And that's what I think has been a great help for us.
Absolutely. Yeah,
the one that actually hit it out of the ballpark was the 4th of July thing. The drones.
That was great.
That was amazing. In awe when we're watching that. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that was actually a city event.
Okay.
So Alfresco goes from August all the way to February, it's a 7-month season, and then since Onion Fest also came to downtown Westaco, they're 4 times bigger.
Right.
I think their numbers that they hit last year was between 30,000 and 35,000 that attended downtown Westaco, and they take every artery that you see.
Yes,
3rd Street, 4th Street, 5th Street, Missouri, Kansas. So it's bigger, and then the city with this new mayor decided that we needed to do something for 4th of July. Mm-hmm. We used to do the fireworks festival that was out near the expressway.
Yeah,
we transitioned since we have great success with our events down on downtown. Mm-hmm. Mayor Gonzalez decided let's try a 4th of July fireworks festival. Except the fireworks, we did the drones.
Yeah, it was amazing, man. Just to see that. In the sky itself. You see it on TV, you see it on TV, that's pretty cool, Maybe one day I'll go to Disney and watch that or
San Antonio or
too, but we'll never have anything like that here.
To see it
here in the RGV in the city of West Dakota.
It was just more unbelievable.
Which was your favorite impression?
My favorite ones were had all the jets in line. That one and I think they had done the Westaco Panther emblem also.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And I might have gotten here late, but they said, Michelle told me that they had done one for the state title also.
Yeah, the
Grand Slam.
The walk-off Grand Slam.
She was telling us a little bit about that. I was like, wow, man, I missed that one, but everything else that they were showing, it was just amazing. It's a trip, man, to see that. Yeah. Actually come to life here in our own backyard, man, just to see that.
But we have one of the most unique downtown districts in the valley. So we're right off the expressway. Other downtowns, you have to, they're a little more tucked mm-hmm. away and hidden. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weslaco is right off the expressway. We consider downtown all from maybe as far as mile 9 on the north side all the way to 8th Street. So mm-hmm. we have a downtown district that's intact, that's doing well. We have very few vacancies in the buildings that you see. There's only a couple left. The only ones that are left are the larger buildings. Sadly, Wells, of course, is still available, but we hear they're talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. A Salvation Army building just loaded up, so you'll see movement at Salvation Army. Okay. So, yeah, downtown is very healthy. We have one of the most healthy downtowns in the valley.
Right. Right, I mean, it's been growing left to right with all these little businesses that are popping up.
I know that when we were in the studio above the Cactus Gallery, there was a lot of going. It was pretty bumping downstairs.
Yeah, as far as people inside the building and their little small shops.
Yeah, the
and
small
shops. And across the street, I believe it's El Mercado, right? Yeah. The one across street. Now, not to mention in the back. Late night, there is a nightlife in the back area also, mm-hmm. which is another great, nice little hangout.
And nice little hidden spot.
I like that. It has a back door, too.
Yeah. Yep. Do you know by any chance who the owner is?
No, I do not.
Unfortunately, we never got a chance to
meet the owner.
Well, you're looking at the
owner. There you go! Yes! We got access!
You got the hooker now.
We got the hooker. Finally! God loves me.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. It's a beautiful establishment.
So how high can the tip thing go? The tab.
No, not now.
Oh, sorry. Later. We're still live. Okay.
We're still live.
But no. I mean, it's a great little spot, hidden spot.
It's really beautiful. Yeah. It's got a great vibe.
Yeah, the hidden spot it's at. And you got not only that, but you got other areas. You know, Weslaco has, through the years, I've lived in the valley for the past 49 years, and then Weslaco was a town to, at that time in the 80s, you know, the only thing that I remember coming to Weslaco for at the late 80s was, if anybody out there can remember this, was Skateland, Green Acres. Yeah. Those two in particular spots were the hot spots, you know, where mm-hmm. you met up with the gang to go hang out, you know. Yeah. And then if you wanted to go anywhere, you had to drive at least 15 minutes to the west side of the valley, go to McAllen or far to the malls over there, and that. But Weslaco was always the hangout spot where, you know what, let's not go too far, let's go to Green Acres or Skateland, and there was other great little areas down here.
I bet you guys don't remember cruising on Business 83 in front of what is now Max Fine Furniture.
Okay.
It used to be a Mazio's Pizza. Ooh. It used to be an old HEB. And the cars would line up there, that was the cruising spot. In
I know the Mac, the one that was right here on Ole 3 over here. I remember there used to be a TG and a Y. I'm going way back, people. I'm showing my age.
I still remember when what was the name of that little hamburger spot that was across the street here where the bank is?
I'm not sure. I know there was a Mr. Q's here.
There was a Mr. Q's where the Dairy Queen is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mr. Q's.
Yeah, there used to be Mr. Q's, but I can't remember. I remember that. I think this was Cito's, right? Kino's Cafe.
Kino's has been here forever.
I love. By the way, Quickies.
Great.
Amazing.
The restaurant.
The restaurant. Yeah, the restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's what I understood.
Clarification.
Professional!
Yes.
No, but yeah, I mean, through the years, all these great little restaurants that have stand the test, even Josecito's downstairs, has tested the time of being so long, and have gone through the tough times and made it out, you know.
Yeah.
On what they are now. But going back to that, you've seen the city of Weslaco grown so much from it was from the late, early 80s to the mid 80s to the late 80s, even to the 90s, and you just saw it blossom more in the 2000s where you had more places to venture out as far as nightlife, you know, even during the day shopping down here. I mean, it's really grown. Yeah. Now, I don't know how it works for the city, but are there specific stores that try to come in to the city of Weslaco? I mean, what are the processes to get that?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I'm glad we're getting to talk about that.
Yeah.
So I like to relate to our people, right? And so do you remember junior high dances in the gymnasiums?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you remember the guys would be sitting up against the wall with their knees back up against, and you'd make that long trek across the dance floor to ask that girl to dance, right?
Right.
Yep.
So that's what recruiting is like when we're trying to court companies. Okay. So companies don't automatically know that you exist unless you show, you know, show them and try to reach out to them.
Okay.
So we recruit companies nationwide, whether it be retail or industrialized companies. And so it's us reaching out to them and courting and asking them to dance.
Right.
Now just like they're into business, they first want to make sure that, like in a relationship, that you can support their business. They all want to make money,
right?
And so they want to be successful. They want to make sure that your city can support, you know, their growth and expansion needs in terms of a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so really it's when a lot of people say, why don't you bring a Target?
Right.
Why don't you bring a Sam's? Why don't you bring us Costco? All those big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, we're trying. We're taking that trip across the dance floor and asking them to dance, but it's got to be a good fit for them too.
Right. Absolutely.
They've got to know that they're going to be successful in your city. And so all those companies know that we're here. We're already on their radar.
Right.
I think our EDC staff has done a great job at reaching out and meeting these people and giving them the good news about Weslaco.
Yes.
And so it's just a matter of them, you know, pulling the trigger and saying, okay, you know what, we really do think we could make it there.
Right.
And so all the companies that you've seen come up in the last couple of years, last 3 years or so, they're companies that said, you know what, your numbers look good. We can see us making a profit in your city,
right.
And lease rates are affordable. The shopping habits are good for them. Their numbers are good, and so all the businesses that you've seen grow here, they've come to that realization. So that's kind of a nutshell how it works.
Yeah, and it's true what you say, and that's well said. That's really well said, because I mean it clears up, it explains a lot. Being from the city of Donna, I've seen it blossom also. It's like, wow, these two little towns, rival towns for so many years.
Well,
they're fine. Shut up, don't start.
Donna,
rival towns. Don't start.
Donna's profiting off of Weslaco's abundance and shine. All right,
but you know, let me get to a point here, man.
A little bit of runoff. It's hit Donna.
Are you done? Are you done?
Almost.
Now he's bitching it too. I've seen the growth, you know, when it comes to like, Donna was, you're right, and they were flourishing off of Weslaco. You know, whatever was in Weslaco, people were, oh, this town's here, okay, let's check, you know. It's not to say that it was never spotted on the map, but, you know, it was there. Now that they got their Walmart, now that they opened up a whole area plaza, and now they're getting more. They recently got their Chick-fil-A running. All these little shops popping up. You know, their Panda Express. You're like, wow! Not only do they have it in Weslaco, they actually have it in Donna also.
Well,
so now it's like the flow is like, okay, now there's more customers coming in, not just from the local area, but from the south. They come in to shop.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the big economy right now.
Yeah.
When you get people crossing from the border over here to come buy, I mean, they don't buy $15, $20, $30, $40. They're buying like a grand, two grand worth of tickets to take back home.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what's so awesome about the economy down here. I mean, if companies could see that, you know, like, shoot, we gotta jump on this fast. But it's like, you're right, like you said, you gotta walk across that dance floor and ask if they want to dance.
That's the tough part.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Mercedes got us started as well by the outlets.
Yes.
So those outlets have been here, you know, 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing well, and I think the Mid-Valley in general is starting to come into our own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of saturation in the McAllen, Edinburgh, Mission market. And really, I think there's two factors that come into play. We're growing so fast as a region that time to and from home and work really matters more now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Us growing up here, saying that we're from the Mid-Valley, when I was a kid, that didn't really mean a lot other than you were just located in the middle.
Right, but in the middle, yeah.
Mid-Valley now means we're centrally located. We're able to attract the economy of people that that not just pass through Weslaco anymore, Donna, Mercedes, they stop now. They have reasons to stop.
Right.
And so that the biggest element is regional growth, and now it's closing in on us. And that's where it now matters that we're centrally located.
Right.
And correct me, you know, I might be wrong about this, but it seems like there's more people living in the Mid-Valley area. Weslaco, yeah. Donna, Mercedes.
The residentialists.
Yeah, I'll give you some numbers. So Weslaco's population in 2020 was just over 42,000, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of us feel that we were undercounted. We all felt that way. It was COVID year and so forth.
Right.
But when we do statistics from resources that we have, so Weslaco is just roughly the under 50,000. When you just go 3 miles outside of Weslaco's range, you hit the 106,000 mark. You go 5 miles, you're hitting 200,000 plus.
Holy sweet.
By the time you hit 30 miles, we're at roughly 1 million in population.
Wow.
30 miles gets us all the way into San Benito, gets us past Mission. Mm-hmm. So you put us all together. Hidalgo County alone is roughly under 1 million as well. So put us all together, that's over 1 million within a 30-mile radius from Weslaco.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy.
As big as Hidalgo County is, there's still a lot more room to grow.
Yeah, lots of room.
Like you're saying about the McAllen and Anybert area, I mean, that I've seen, I've worked in McAllen for so many years, you know, I used to work in retail over there. It's like what they used to say about Harlingen and Brownsville, all the retail hell markets. I mean, there's constantly business left and right, There's, you know, can't really find a good place to settle in and say, you know what, I wanna stay in this area, live in this area. There's just too much commercial stuff. McAllen kind of looks like that a little bit, but there are areas to live in. Edinburgh now is getting more commercialized as far as more stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your stadium out there now. You're getting this, you're getting that. Burdock Arena, the RGB Vaqueros are coming into town now for next season. It's not to say it's getting congested, but it kind of is. But when you see here in the Mid-Valley, it's growing as a major metropolitan area. Mm-hmm. With a lot of places to shop, but the community is so strong.
Yeah,
it's nuts. You know, all these little events that they hold, they come together and they're like intact. Doesn't matter if you're the town next over or two towns over. It's just the Mid Valley is so wrapped up into one. It's just like a stronghold.
Because
like,
I'm not moving.
Yeah, I'm not moving either.
No, you move.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not moving.
You know, it's like you got your spot. You're here to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to say. And growing up, we would always say, "Oh, you got to move out. You gotta go north, man. You gotta leave. Yeah. You gotta leave."
Yeah.
You know. I understand about that the point now, but now when you get a little older and you watch, you're like, bro, you have it good here. You got it good. You're within the community. The way my tío says, andas entre medio de la raza. I mean, you're with your people here, you know, and that's what's so awesome. You know, you understand each other. You know where you're coming from.
Well, when you realize too is that a lot of northern visitors,
the winter Texans,
not just the winter Texans, but other visitors come down and they decide I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
We actually have the benefit of both because we have the northerners that come here to live and stay for the winter months, and then we have the shoppers from Mexico that come here as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
So our economy is very different than most other places.
Yeah.
So I always say we have the small town charm, but we have big town amenities.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We've got hospitals. Healthcare is great. We've got great schools. And then we've got great businesses. So we have a big town amenities, but we still have that small town charm.
Yeah,
I think people still love that.
Absolutely,
exactly, and that's what's so beautiful about, you know, these mid valley towns, man. It's just like it's the community is so strong.
Yeah,
you know, when it comes to events, either way you can say, oh, pues, let's go to the Onion Fest. Acaba na mucha gente. No, everybody's coming.
everybody's there.
When we stop to talk to people at El Fresco, they're coming in from all over the region too.
Yes.
So it's not just Weslaco anymore, which is great.
Yeah,
but we get a lot more people from outside. Thanks to your all's. Yeah, you've done some podcasts from
there
as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
we're doing our part.
We're trying to do our part. We're trying, We're like that little extra third wheel under the wagon, just making sure we don't get stuck anywhere. Let's keep going.
Actually, we relate more to the people who are like, I don't want to go to McAllen.
That's his face.
Don't be driving anymore.
I don't want to go to Harlingen, please. No, I'm just gonna stay here.
Just stay right in the middle where it's nice and safe.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend all this cash.
help my area grow.
Just downtown alone, we've got right under you. You got Suerte.
Yeah.
You got Oak down the street. We talked about Mercado and Campana.
Yeah.
You have the Eatery.
Yes,
you have Barbas. You have Suerte.
Mm-hmm.
You have Buzz Bull Creamery.
One of our sponsors.
She's great.
Yeah. She's amazing.
And then you're going to have a new company coming in on the corner of 6th Street. You know the owner of Teddy's Barbecue?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's starting a new concept in Italian food and wine. So that's going to be a real nice addition.
Oh, look at that. We got dibs on Campana now. Now we got to get dibs on this place.
I'll hook you up with Joel. Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
I think we.
Yes, you heard it. It's recorded. It's recorded. It's recorded.
Hold on. We got to check with Milano. See if they're Milano's okay with this.
Milano's is a stable. They're gonna. This guy's gonna concentrate more on pizza. He may be open during Alfresco. Last time he opened in Alfresco and handed out free pizza. So you got to make the walk down there.
Really?
Try him out. Nice.
That's some good promotion
there. And now that you bring up Milano's, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I felt it was necessary,
bro. That I don't know City West Coast. I'm talking to somebody in the day City West Coast. Yeah. They go, that should be a landmark already, man, because they've been around. Yeah. For decades.
Oh. Yeah. Well, they named the street after him.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the road. Put a landmark in front of
him. Isn't that enough?
It's not. I mean, growing up, my mom used to work. Shout out to my mom. Used to work at a beautiful little company here in Westego named Carl's Grocery Store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She worked at Carl's.
She was worked in the meat market in the back. She was one of the butchers, and. Every time she would get out of work.
She worked in the butcher
shop? Yeah, she was in the back.
Really?
The butcher. I remember because I used
to. She was the one who held down the cow and just like.
Yeah. That's why you don't see anymore. Yeah. No, but I would, after every weekend or every 2 weekends, she would swing by Milano's and bring me and my little brother a pizza from there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so awesome because my mom would tell me, this is the good pizza. I go, what do you mean? Yeah. This is the pizza. They made everything from scratch.
Yeah.
You see? And, I mean, not to tone Milano's down. It's just that, you know, we've talked to a couple of people that have eaten there before. You know, because now it just seems like, you know, mom and pop that had it before. The kids, I don't know whether they kept with it, but mom and pop, everything was scratch. You know, fresh. Everything was fresh, and I was like, okay, well, it's doubled down to like a regular fast food restaurant. So like, you know, there's great fast food restaurants, good or wrong, but you know, there's your original scratch food that's from scratch, and then you got your stuff that's already ready to go. You know.
Well, Whatever you might say, date night, that's where I take my
wife. Same here.
Yeah.
So same back in the day.
I still love the food.
I think I took my wife there once or twice, and she looked, I know she fell in love with the salad. She wasn't crazy about the pizza, but
the salad.
The salad was amazing, dude. The black olives on there, everything fresh, and the lasagna. Great plate.
Yep, Milano's, and then Green Acres.
Yeah, Green Acres. After that, Green Acres.
Yeah, Green Acres. Walk it off.
And then when dog came back to Peckers. he's like, wow, this guy, how old is this guy?
And breakfast at Kino's. So
there you go. There you go. Happy so quickie. Like I said before, Westco has been growing so much. It's blossoming more and more every year that we've seen. I mean, doing our podcast for the last 6 years, well, it's going to be 6 years already.
Yes.
Being located just in Westego is that we have not moved anywhere else. We've stayed in Westego. We've seen it grown so much. So many different companies have come in and have left, and new companies have come in and built, you know. Yeah. And like I said, the nightlight just keeps growing. And this is so awesome.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying our best to recruit some of the top companies. I think one of the best ones that we recruited in the last year was Glazier's Beer and Beverage, since we're talking beer, right?
10-15.
So we opened up that new industrial park. So just under 150 acres. Lots of land out there. We're talking to some great people right now.
Mm.
We've got probably... We've got three great deals on the hook.
Oh, my
gosh. We also relate, economic development to dating, but I also relate it to fishing.
You got
to have a lot of hooks in the water.
Yes.
And you, with all the hooks in the water, you wait till one bobs, and then you go for that one, and you start pulling.
Right.
We've got some great leads happening in our industrial park, some good bites. And if we land the three that we're talking about now, then we'll only have less than half available. And this is in being open for about 2 years.
Wow. So we'll be on the lookout for that on 1015, North 1015. I know I've seen the signs out there when I drive through there once in a while. I've seen them out there at the Glacier, beer company that's being built out there. Well, things already built.
Yeah, 1015 and Westgate and Texas really are our future growth corridors for business and commercial.
Right.
Yeah. If you drive down the expressway, there's not a whole lot of space left. And so when we talk about goals in the future for the city, we're looking north and south. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed, but south on Texas, you now have a Starbucks, you have a McDonald's, you have a gas station.
Down the side. Beam that is.
it's alleviating the stress of being in line for 2 hours.
Man, it freaked me out going out for lunch for work, you know, and all. Instead of me coming into the center of the whole beautiful metropolitan of Wessico, the back road right where Walmart is, I need to go in there and get something to drink. Go in there, McDonald's is right there. Starbucks is almost done next door. I mean, where I work at, I have most of the plumbers, electricians that go in there to buy, and they're the ones fixing it up. And I went, hey, it's done. Why do my coffee? Is it done?
By the way, you can also get coffee at the shop that's in front of the HEBs here on Westgate.
Oh, it's the Dutch Bros. Another great area. I love drinking their coffee, man.
Have quite a few local coffee entrepreneurs as well.
Yes.
So you got to make,
There's some here, actually, here in the eatery. There's a coffee shop right here in the eatery. I'm not sure what their hours are. I need to go and check. Yeah. But I know there's one there, and I know there's some other ones on Texas Boulevard also.
There's Vintage at the eatery.
There you go.
That's with Eli there.
There you go.
And so, you got opportunities to support local, and then, of course, to support the regional or the larger as well. So, there's options.
And there's also another one.
I think the point is you have options.
Yeah, and there's another one on Westgate also, right in the corner of Westgate, and actually that same back road, what's the street back
Westgate,
here? Where the old studio used to be. You go all the way down, and you hit right before you hit Westgate, it's like right there in the corner. There's a little coffee shop right there also. Yeah. I think I forgot the name of the darn coffee shop. But it's another great place. I've had coffee there before.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. But, so many opportunities, man. But talking about opportunities, we need to give a shout-out to our sponsors. We got some bills, buddy.
Let's
pay some bills real quick. We'll be right back with you, buddy. Let's go right here. First up, Milo's Kettle Corn. Guys, have you seen the new emblem he got? I gotta update his emblem.
Get
the emblem. Give Milo a visit on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok.
Get your orders in now for the holidays, guys.
Dude, yes. Supposedly he's supposed to be coming out. He's working on something with a peppermint.
For the holidays, for Christmas holidays coming up. Something he said. I don't know if he's still working on it. If it's become something else, but that's the rumor.
Yeah, and if you have not tried out the marranada yet. Oh my
God. You're missing out.
Milo's Kettle Corn, their shop is located in El Mercado in McAllen, Texas, where the old Bargain Bazaar used to be on 23rd.
Yes.
They're set up there, but they'll be here. I'm pretty sure he's going to be here also this Thursday coming up. He'll be down here, downtown Wessico, selling his stuff. So bring that money and let him know Chew and New sent you, man, because food is great, man.
It's delicious to die for, man.
Yeah. Awesome food. Our next sponsor here, also big shout out to, let me see, click it up here. There we go. Triple J Plumbing. Guys, if you're looking for a licensed plumber, give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. They are licensed plumbers. They only do residential.
Yes.
They are still looking for new hires, guys. They have a lot of opportunity right now for anybody who wants to come into the plumbing business. Give them a call. They'll set you up, and they'll get you working with them. They have a lot of jobs going on. Supposedly they're getting a lot of phone calls, so they need a lot of help. But if you're willing to
another
work out
there. Another example of the Valley growing, guys.
Yes. Big example. Another big example of the Valley growing. Next, let me see. Here you go. This is the one we were talking about earlier. One of our great sponsors here, Buzz Bull Creamery, located at 529 South Texas Boulevard, Wessico, Texas. Phone number 956-998-2541. Talk to Vitti, man. If you have not had infused liquid ice cream,
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? Why are you living?
With the holidays coming up, it only makes
and
sense.
And the kids coming on vacation, you're going to need that liquid ice cream, right?
To have it home.
On your own safekeeping, lock and key.
Yes, yes.
But don't worry, guys. They do sell non-Buzz ice cream for the kids also. So you want to head out there, talk to VD. They'll hook you up. Let them know. Chewy News set you up. I've been wanting to go back and get another milkshake because I love their milkshakes, man. They're awesome.
Delicious milkshake.
They're awesome. Yep. Also, a big shout-out to Anonis Construction, area code 956-363-7195, residential, commercial. These guys are craftsmanship on everything they do. They just came back from Houston about a couple of months ago. They did, I think, two Texas Roadhouse Bar and Grill up there. Yeah. I know they're in the area now. They're building some homes. They are going to be our guests this Thursday. So if you have any questions for these guys, make sure you tune in on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Also, if you get a chance, you can watch us on your phone while you're walking through Fresco and enjoy the facilities also in the area. So come on by, have some fun, and watch a podcast while you're eating your nachos or your burger or your onion blossom. Oh, onion blossom.
Or your liquor infused ice cream, or your Miles Kale Corn.
Yes, all the above, guys.
All of the above.
But give these guys a call. Let them know Chewy News sent you. And last but not least, it's going to be kind of weird announcing this this sponsor, knowing that we got someone professional sitting
on the couch. Oh, just do it. He's not surprised. It's a Valley business.
It's a Valley business. Located in Palm View, for the Rabbit Hole Liquor and Smoke. Give him a call, 956-599-0103. Guys, if you're looking for liquor, smoke, tattoo machines, or choose favorite adult novelties, give them a call. Let them know they're almost going to close out.
Yeah, they're almost closed. It's going out of business. Yeah.
And Chew's real sad because, you know, he practically has every item in the store.
I'm not that sad.
Well, not anymore anyways. Not anymore. But a big shout out to these guys. Give them a call. Let them know Chew News sent you. Guys, a big shout out to all our sponsors, man. They help us keep this podcast
keep up and running. Keep it on one more month.
Yes, one more month as it is. And unfortunately, they stopped paying. And we have to look for another home. But other than that, we're back with Mr. Steven Vela here, the main guy, I'd say the guy, I think, of the one that gets to see all these great businesses come down into the to the Wesco city limits. But we were talking about earlier, I know we were saying about the glory days. Don't start them in high school sports because I know Chew will eventually drown out or fade out. But you know what? That sounds like a plan. High school. What was your sport? What would you do? What was your main sport in high school?
Well, I played basketball.
Really?
So, okay. Yeah.
Position. Yeah.
I guess a forward. I'm not super tall. I guess us in the Valley don't have a lot of height. Height deficient.
Speak for yourself.
Shut up.
Speak for yourself.
Actually, we weren't. We had some good height. We had anywhere from 6'4". Our starting five. I was the shortest on our starting five.
Really?
And I was ranked at about 6 feet. And then it went up from there. So I was the shortest. But we had a couple of guys that were better ball handlers than I was, so I was off to the side. Great season. Our senior year, we were one of the first team in Wesco to beat two Corpus teams. Three Corpus teams.
There you go. That's right.
We had some great players that went off to play college ball. And so we had some great times back in the early 80s.
Yeah, talking about that, the glory years, I mean, as far as I know, sometimes time passes on and everything. Do you ever get a chance to see your buddies? Do you all maybe take one time out of the year just to hang out and relax?
Well, there's a guy that you have, the barbershop down below.
Okay.
I have stitches down here that are thankful to him.
He's not coming on the podcast now.
Well, I started playing working out with the varsity team as a freshman.
Right.
So here I am, this little pencil-thin kid giving these guys a hard time. Mm-hmm. And so one of them wanted to teach me a lesson, took the rebound, elbowed me on the side.
There you go.
And my tooth came through. But I love the guy. And every time I bring up those days, he's like, let's go again. Let's go again right now. So on your point.
Yeah. Go, finish my haircut and we'll talk. <All right. laughs> He's like, I don't get my haircut anymore. Gosh. So, I mean, but as far as like your other buddies, I mean, do you, I mean, now that you have literally a place where they can all get together and relax and hang out there. For you do have to pay your tab. You have to pay your tab. But, I mean, do they ever sometimes pop out of the blue and say, hey, what's going on? Or,
you know, the football team does.
Okay.
I've seen some of those guys get together, and I love going and hearing their stories. I didn't play football. Mm-hmm. I played basketball, baseball, and track. Mm-hmm. But I missed out on the football. And so it's a great privilege to see them and hear their stories. My favorite story, and if he catches this, is from Bobby Pemberton.
Okay.
Bobby Pemberton was an all-around star on all four sports.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he brings this picture of himself with a scar from here to here.
Ouch.
And it's like he's told the story many times, but it's like he tells it for the first time every time.
Right.
And he shoves it in the face of one of the other guys, and he says, I think it's Devine, who rest in peace, and Arnold. And he says, motherfucker, this is your fault. You owe me $800,000. So back in his 40s, apparently, from what I understand in his story, his leg started lagging behind, and he didn't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to the doctor. The doctor told him, "Well, were you in an accident? Was there something that happened in your life recently that might have caused this leg to drag?"
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't think of anything. So he said, "Well, how about let's go even further back?" And so Bobby apparently was playing one of the teams in Brownsville, running in for the touchdown. Arnold apparently missed his block, and Bobby got slammed. And it was a mild concussion, pretty much.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he paid for it later in life.
Yeah.
But really, the football team are the ones that get together the most.
That's awesome.
My basketball friends, part of them were football players also. But they're kind of all scattered.
I hear it. Growing up through the years, you know that all your buddies that were, you know, basketball players, football, baseball, and any sports or any academics that you were in the field of high school or through the years, they tend to, you know, venture out, you know, and it's hard to keep in contact. I mean, now with social media and all that stuff, which I'm trying to roll into because I know we want to talk about that. The trying to stay connected, you know, to high school friends and stuff like that, back from what day, what not. You try to live those glory years again with them, but because social media is a very powerful, very, very powerful platform. It's for YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, even the new Twitter X. You're going too far back. But, I know we have...
AOL instant messaging.
Yeah, instant messaging. But I know you wanted to say something a little bit about social media itself.
Well, just one point back to the glory days. So we have a class of 82 is probably one of the most united classes.
There you go.
We have our five-year interval type reunions, we bring in about 150 people, so we do get to go back and talk about our glory days.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so social media, you know, I love the platforms. I love that to a certain degree that people have a voice.
Right.
Sometimes too much is said, and so one of the reasons why we stay out of social media as far as Facebook might be concerned,
right,
is we might push stuff out there, but as soon as we start seeing negative comments coming back, that's mm-hmm. when we don't really respond to negative comments.
Right.
That's really, really not our place.
Mm-hmm.
We just felt like, I personally feel, and I direct the staff, and I say, let's not respond to something negative,
exactly,
because it'll just get worse mm-hmm. and worse, and sometimes there's really not anything you can say to satisfy that person who has to be negative about mm-hmm. everything. Hopefully, you know, I do participate a lot in LinkedIn. It's a more business platform.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about stuff that we do that's EDC related. And so you met Michelle before.
Yes,
she's amazing
mm-hmm.
at social media. She's really taken us to the next level. But I just encourage people to be more supportive of each other on those platforms, mm-hmm. to be more positive. There's so much good that can be said as opposed to negative.
Right.
And if you see that we don't respond by way of social media, by EDC, it's just we just don't want to see things
right.
snowball into
exactly.
something that we can't control anymore.
Exactly, and that's totally understandable.
Yeah,
consider the fact that it's with the city itself. I mean, you're trying to pretty much have an even playing field for everybody. And it was,
right.
All right, you have your opinions. Yeah. All right, it is what it is, but we're not going to respond to it.
Yeah.
You know, and, it's, like I said, social media can be used for good, and it can be used for really, really bad. I mean, yeah. it can go sideways fast.
Well, you see,
real fast.
You see the city as well. You know, you talk about the city, and they have a great social media staff member as well, and they're promoting the guys out building roads and repaving, mm-hmm. And it's great to see that they're showing their workers out. You know,
right.
Working on the infrastructure in the city,
right.
And then somebody's got to come in and say something shitty and bad, and it's like,
of course, why?
Here we are doing great things and seeing, you know, the tax dollars being spent well, mm-hmm. and it always has to be that one person, derail,
just to stir the pot, to get make a little noise, so they can get recognized themselves. I think it's more of my wife and I use the word clout. It's something that you see something that's doing so well, you know, I'm gonna throw my two cents in there and have people respond to me, and maybe they'll start following me, or maybe they'll side with me, or maybe they can get something even snowball to something bigger.
Yeah.
You know, and the good thing is just to steer away from that. You know, you try to keep that out of the way, out of the viewing area.
There's a term sometimes that we refer to that's called clams in a bucket.
Okay.
And sometimes the terminology, you see a lot of clams, and anytime somebody tries to reach out of that bucket, they get pulled back in. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have that culture in our Hispanic culture, especially.
Right. No.
We should see that we're all succeeding. We're succeeding as a community.
Right.
We're succeeding within our own families, within our own cultures. Mm-hmm. And we should just be supportive of that.
Right.
And not be clams in a bucket.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, because it goes without saying, all the good things that we've been talking about didn't just suddenly happen because, you know, someone is just like, oh, well, I have an opinion, it's negative. It didn't happen because of that person.
Right.
It happened because everyone was like, you know what, this would be cool, and maybe we can do something about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the way a community grows.
Exactly.
Well, and if I could add one more thing, mm-hmm. a lot of times when we're out trying to recruit companies, one of the first things that these companies do is they look at social media pages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they say, what's the climate of that culture in that community? Let me go back and do some fishing and finding to see what's being said about one thing or another.
Right.
And so that's part of economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody plays a role in economic development.
Mm-hmm.
You just keeping your yards clean as we tour people through our community, keeping your businesses clean. You know, keeping your bathrooms clean if you have restaurants. I mean, everybody plays a role.
Pretty much represent your
city.
And, exactly.
And that way we can help continue grow the city by bringing those right people in, those right companies that are going to pay high-paying jobs. Those jobs, the high-paying jobs, are really going to take us to the next level in terms of how we live and how we expect to live.
Exactly.
And sorry to preach. I didn't mean to preach.
No. That's what this platform is for.
It's true.
Everything you're saying is true. That's why, like we talked earlier about our podcast. We try. I mean, I'm gonna. What you had just said about negative comments.
I have an opinion.
Shut up. But there was a comment placed out there by a certain someone. I'm not going to say who, and if you are watching, you're watching, whatever.
Tell me and I'll say it.
No, I mean, they put out there, you know, the Valley, it's nothing but poor news, bad habits, and podcasts that mean nothing. You know, or they're trying to report the news, and it's all wrong. And you go, well, I look at that comment and I say, well, that kind of pushes us to a different area. If we mention anything about news, it's something that's already been, you know, it's just something small.
It's been reported.
Reported, right.
We didn't just pull it out of the air.
Exactly. Right. But stuff like what we're doing with Mr. Valdez here, stuff that we've done with Milo, we've done with Vidi,
with
all these small businesses, and now a director that's from La Cita Huasteco.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that we do not only to get I can't find the word.
Yeah, we're enlightening people about what's really going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why we shifted from, you know, national news to local stuff.
It's exactly.
Because there was so much, you know, in incorrect news about the Valley.
Exactly.
Incorrect information
about
the Valley.
You know, we're not just doing it to get something to put on a platform and say, oh, this is us. No, it's giving you information about real people down here on what they're doing and what they're trying to do to succeed, to help their community grow, to help their business grow, to show what kind of stuff we offer down here. Because when people talk about the Valley, to me personally, it's the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, spring break, where's the high place? South Padre Island.
South Padre Island.
Where are we going to South Padre Island? Driving to Mexico. Guys, you got to drive into the RGV. Come into the Valley. There's a lot more stuff.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot more things going on. Nightlife, daylife, shopping. I mean, small business, great little restaurants. And that's what we try to push. That's something that we want to help make our community grow. You know, we're not out here just dissing all this. Like, nah, this podcast now. These guys don't know what they're talking about. No, it's not that. You know, we give the opportunity to everybody who wants to come in and talk. You know, hey, you have a podcast? You have a new show? You have a business? You say, you know what? I don't like your pedal. Come on in. Yeah. There you go. My door's open. Well, you want to come talk? Come talk.
Sure.
Hey, you're representing yourself when you come on this camera because we go live. If you go anywhere else, you watch a podcast, it's very few people that go live. I only have a handful that'll do it, you know. But because why? Reason why is because when you're in front of that camera, you got a mic to your face. That's you.
Yeah.
That's you. You know, this is you. This is the real you.
Well, if I could just put a point in, is that.
No, you cannot.
Shut up. First of all, you're on your tangent.
Sorry about that.
This person who made this statement, I'm just, when I heard that, I was just like, well, you live here. What is your little complaint or your little, you know, statement doing to make things better?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a problem, why are you here in the Valley?
Exactly.
Why are you living here?
Right.
You're making yourself apart from the Valley.
Exactly. Instead of throwing negative vibes, put in positive vibes.
Put in positive vibes.
At least for a solution.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. There's so much positive things going on in the Valley. Oh. It's growing. It's changing every day. And
that's why a lot of those retailers that you see all in the Valley growing in Westlake that we talked about before, because there's some money here. Our money is just as green as any other place.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And so they're coming down here because there's some money to be made. I'll give you an example. We had heard on social media that the Olive Garden in Westlake was thinking about closing.
Oh,
and
yes.
So we went and knocked on their door, and he goes, that's nowhere near true. He says, within a 700 store radius of other Olive Gardens, 700, Westlake is the top selling store out of 700.
Wow.
So imagine that's why people are coming here. Those when retailers say the numbers look good down here, it's because we're competing with national numbers everywhere else.
Wow.
That's thanks to this guy and his little boy who loves Olive Garden.
but
it's true. But going back to the negative comments, you try to steer away from that. You want to steer as far away from that, you know. Get that negativity out and stay with the positive vibes.
Yeah.
And then
I
totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Put some positivity out in the world. Yeah. It doesn't hurt nothing.
Yeah. I got one more question for you. Because I have a buddy of mine. Oh, we'll just say Ro. He's always thought of building a...
Feel free to shoot this idea down immediately.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah. He's always wanted to say, man, we should build a bar. You know, we should build a bar, this and that. I go, bro, it's not all about building a bar. There's so much that goes into it. I mean, first of all, the liquor license. Second of all, insurances, building insurance. There's so much. Yeah. To start, a round number you could give me. If you can't, it's totally understandable. Round number to have in your pocket right now if you wanted to open up a bar.
I don't know why you're asking this.
I'm asking because I want to throw this out there.
It's more than we can ever scrounge together. No,
you still have one kid.
No, I know.
I may throw a number out there. That doesn't mean I have it. I was able to get loans to help me.
Exactly, exactly.
But we're talking about $250,000 in that range.
And I knew it was somewhere in the zip digits, man.
it's up there. It's not just funding the startup and the opening, but it's the day-to-day. So I'm very fortunate that I have a very busy job with the EDC, but I have a very great wife that helps run the bar.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
I try to take more percentage. Last time we were I was building myself up. I said, yeah, I think I do about 40% of the work there. She's like, really? So I think I got away with about 95.5. So I now go there and just drink pretty much. And,
oh, man. We should
karaoke
talk.
Nights are wonderful, by the way. You know?
We need to see her receipts.
We would love to have her on the show.
That would be, great.
She would be your cuss like a truck driver. So you'd be fine.
We're having her next year in February on Valentine's Day. Now,
you know what? We'll cancel our guest next week.
Never. No. We are rolling into about 54 minutes into the podcast. That was one question I want to talk, because we're always talking about that, and I try to explain to them, you know, this goes into this, this goes into that. There's so much money to put into a business, especially a bar. Yeah. There's a lot of money to do that. But
well, remember one of our friends who owns a food truck?
Yes.
He was mentioning that it's something similar, or if not more.
Because yes. Yeah, even a food truck itself, it takes a lot of. You got to get licenses. You got to make sure everything's up to inspection to date and everything. Yep. You know, and you got to have food inspectors come and check everything as far as the burners, your fridges, your food stuff. It's
inventory,
so much
payroll.
Yes, exactly. Especially you have your employees also.
Your facilities.
Exactly.
Coolers.
It's just not something where you say, okay, I'm gonna break that truck down, make a put a grill in the back, I will sell tacos. No, it doesn't work. That way. It doesn't work that
way. I'm just going to have a cooler in the back of my truck.
and just sell beer. No, it don't work like that.
Yeah, TABC, come looking for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, we always discussed that. I was like, well, now that I have a solid, more or less a solid number, a starting number, I'll leave it at that, a starting number, that's good to know.
It's so plausible now.
You could do less, but if you put very little money in an environment, money breeds money. And if you look like you have a rundown place, you're going to expect people to pay $2.50 a beer.
Right.
And then you get the type that want to pay only $2.50 as opposed to your little bit higher end. So you put money into the facility, into your building, and you're going to attract the right customers.
Well said.
So you can do it cheaper. A lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. It just depends on who you want to attract as your clientele.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mr. Valdez, any social medias that we can reach out to you and look for you? I mean, coming up, anything new coming up that the city of Westaco should be expecting, or I mean, anything out there you want to give us a little exclusive for us? Go ahead.
Well, most of my close friends say, "What can you tell me?"
Exactly.
Most of the stuff that we have working on the pipe, we're under serious non-disclosures. We're working some big deals. We've got some big fish in the water. We're hoping that we can maybe make an announcement sometime in March of next year. If that happens, then we're talking big fish. So let's just leave it at that.
All right, okay. Cool. That's good.
Well, we figured it's that much since the plaza over here behind McDonald's was bulldozed and cleared. Like, oh, something's coming.
Yeah.
Something's coming.
It's a target. It's a target. It's a target. It's a target.
I knew it. It's about time.
You know, it's always the customers or the community say that, oh, man, did you hear, bro? Did you hear they're bringing out a Target, bro? You know where Lex used to be?
Yeah.
They're going to build a Target. Mm-hmm. I heard un friend of a friend, un primo, un camarada, me dijo, bro. And then you can like, man, nothing's been built for the last 2 years. Yeah. Right? What's going on?
Well, Pump Plaza is starting to move. So in the next 6 months, you'll see some stuff happening at Pump Plaza.
Let's see where it goes up.
Excellent.
Last question. When it's all said and done, Mr. Valdez, what do you want to be remembered by?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Tough one. I don't know. I guess hard work, you know, surrounded by great people. Loved by a lot of people that surround me as well. I feel very blessed in that. And that's a good one. I would have liked to prepare for that one, but that's a good one.
Throw in a Hail Mary there, buddy.
I'll give you an easier question. What's that smell? Why is it always there?
That's a song of, I believe Lynyrd Skynyrd wrote that.
It's a beautiful song.
That's a beautiful song, by the way.
I'm very blessed, that's for sure. And I'm lucky to be in the position that I am. lucky to have the leaders that surround this community as well, not just our city commission, but our board. Just got some great people, great leaders that helped this with this Westaco happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's well, all. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the job that they've been doing is really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look forward to the future and seeing what's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the same thing we told Michelle when she was here. Anything along the way, not anytime soon, but I'm pretty sure by next year, mm-hmm. if you want to come on the pod and talk to us or announce something, give us a call. Let us know. We will schedule the time for you to come on in and have a chit chat with us, man. We would love to have.
Or if you just want to stop by and talk.
This is a lot of fun. I love this stuff. You guys are great.
Thank you.
I don't know where you got your names. What those nicknames? Where did those come from?
It came from a horrible verbal attack between friends.
You need to go back and watch a couple episodes of the show.
We'll discuss that after the show.
Yeah. That's only for our ears, for us and your ears to hear after the cameras go down. Sorry, guys. If you are a member, you get the exclusive. But Mr. Valdez, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Any socials?
Yeah, you just mentioned right now the social media.
It's just the
social media.
I just use Facebook and
Facebook?
LinkedIn. Yeah, my staff uses all the other platforms. So, that's EDC platforms are the.
Yeah, there's a little QR code that I put on there. If you've been watching the show, there's a QR code with the EDC Westaco Economic Development with Steve Valdez. Mm-hmm. Steven Valdez, you have that. Click on that. That'll take you straight to that in particular face page area. You can see what's going on with the city of Westaco. Check that out. Personal page, I'm not going to put on there because I know I'm respecting Mr. Valdez's privacy. If you want to look for him, you're on your own.
We'll find him.
They'll find me. Yeah. Not that hard.
We got stuff to say.
Or if you're looking for him, and he's there, if his wife's not there, he'll be at the Combine.
It's a picture of my wife and I anyway, so.
There you go. Yeah. Can't miss it. Yeah. No, thank you once again. I appreciate you coming out and having a little fun with us, man. All I can say is keep doing what you're doing. Keep bringing the great. Walk more across that dance floor and bring some more great companies down.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, keep up the good work. That's all I mean. You. There's so Thank many different words I want to say, man, but it's just...
You're not working on honor.
No, I know. They're doing a phenomenal job. The city of Westaco is doing a phenomenal job of bringing so many features to the city of Westaco. Businesses, local events, and stuff like that. It's just top-notch. And all power to you, man. Good job.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I guess that'll be our podcast. That'll close out the podcast.
That's our show.
All right, that's our show. Let me go ahead and zero out here. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been... Oh, there we go. We popped up there. That is episode 222.
You know who isn't here, dude?
Who's not
here? Who I'm still waiting for?
Who?
Where the hell is Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Where the hell is Krispy Kreme? Why do I gotta go all the way to McAllen?
Oh my gosh! McAllen, I'm sorry. It's something about him.
I gotta go to
No issues for me, it's this guy, alright?
Just to get a jelly donut.
You shouldn't be eating jelly donuts, dude.
I gotta go to HEB, are you kidding me?
Hey,
they're always gone.
HEB has Walmart has Krispy Kreme?
I'm not getting a Walmart.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for tonight. Tune in this Thursday at 7:30 with our special guest, Anos Construction, our sponsors of the podcast, hear what's going on in their neck of the woods. Any last words there, buddy?
Where are the donuts?
Oh, gosh. Sign us out.
I've been chewed.
We'll see you this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Peace out, ladies.